Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them, here I am.
Here I am.
Give my.
Church, man, we've just been through some things that some people might just pick it on one day to say it. They thank God for the resurrection, but I just thank God every time we come home, we try to present the belief was in our heart that we believe that Jesus came on this earth and walked these 33 years and the last 3 years of that. He did something that all of us can say. That we believe, we trust in, that he walked this earth, and he showed the example that he fulfilled what the prophet says and the scripture said. And now you and I can sit here today and say thank you for another day.
Mm-hmm.
If it happened, you know, God put this in my heart just then, Reverend, that I might be wrong when I say this, man, you know, and I know I can be misunderstood a lot, man, you know, but I want to say this, man, too many times we thank God for another day. you know. And we thank him that because I know it's the right thing to say sometimes, you know. But truly, man, once we understand what he has for us, once we understand it's better being with him than being over here, we'll be asking more than when he coming back. When you coming back, we'll be focusing more on the, I guess that's, it's a spiritual level that, you know, no, I know it is, because the closer you get to it, the more you want him to come, you know. Somebody said, well, you gonna go, I'm gonna stay here. You know, but they said, you gonna go, I'm gonna stay here. Then. But let me tell you this here, man. It's getting so close, man. It is getting so close to his coming, man, that he is, we don't know when we wake up in the morning, what's going to be happening on the news. We don't know what's going to be happening in our lives. It could change in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. And I'm going to say this here. I know I thank him always, but not just thank him, I'm so happy because I'm here, because I know I'm getting closer and closer to him and spreading his word. One day somebody wants to say I was there the day they spoke about this assignment that they gave him on that day. So I want to get out the way and say this here, that I thank God for the day. I thank for the Holy Spirit for what he had done. But don't get it twisted. I'd rather be in his presence. I'd rather be, because we worshiped him yesterday, and we heard the little babies sing yesterday. They were singing like grown-up songs.
Yes.
They sang grown-up songs.
Yeah.
Oh, godson and grandson, boy, I tell you what, I looked up, I saw that old man up there. God bless, though, you know, to see them babies. They got what? They so innocent, man. They so bold, you know. Them, they just, you know, some of those, you know, if it ain't the right setting, they can't say nothing. You know, them are bored. Them kids, they so innocent, man. They sound good too, man. They sing it to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Let me get out of the way, man.
praise the Lord. Oh man, we always thanking God for his blessing, for his allowing us another chance, another day, another new beginning to get it right. To get it right, to get more closer to him, to yearn for him more. Oh, hallelujah. Walk a little bit closer. we truly thank him for this opportunity that he's given us to set aside and sit down and reason and his word. Truly, we say we wake up and use this to get our day started. Right. Praise the Lord. Being clothes in our right mind. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Not to keep you long, but just put a lot of thought on your mind. What does God have to do to get us to believe? What does he have to do to get us to believe? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you, Father God, for how you have blessed us over and over again. You have shown a multitude of grace and mercy. Father, we just want to tell you that we love you. We ask you to consecrate our minds and our hearts to receive and understand what you have for us in your word this day. Hallelujah. Be ever mindful to give your name the praise. And Father God, come on and bless whom you will, set free whom you will, encourage whom you will. Remove the spirit, hallelujah, of doubt, Father God, and let us worship you in a free spirit. In Jesus' name we do pray and we thank you. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, now over here, we want to look at real short, Matthew, the 28th chapter of Matthew. Oh, praise the Lord, after the resurrection. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We even started the verse 1, and we'll read a little bit. Is that all right? verse. You know, Christ rose the third day after his death. And this was the time he had often spoken of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many times God speaks to us over and over. Are we believing what he's saying? Many times he showed us in scripture, many times the Holy Spirit whispers to us, do we believe what he's saying? When calamities come up, we must still believe God and what he has said to us, even in times of peace. Here is Matthew 28, in the first verse, in the end of the Sabbath. As it began to draw towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre, praise the Lord. And behold, there was a great earthquake. The angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was lightning, and his raiment white as snow, praise the Lord. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and become as dead men, praise the Lord. The angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Thank you, Jesus, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. They departed quickly for the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Praise the Lord. This was Christ's resurrection 1-8. Christ, like I said, he Christ rose the third day after his death, and this was the time he had spoken of. The first day of the week, God commanded the light to shine out of darkness. And this day he did shine out of darkness. Who is the light of the world? Let me ask you that. Have you come to know, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, have you come to know this light, this resurrection power? Have you come to know this story that's been told over and over again? Who have believed what God is letting us know? Who have believed, who have received all of this that we have been going through, all of this knowledge? Who have really believed it and who have applied it to their life?
Hallelujah. All right.
When this happened, the disciples was in distress. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he already told them just what was going to happen. So who have believed it? You know, what fear have made you not trust God? Hallelujah. What calamity in life that calls you to doubt what God says? God tells you, you walk with him, you read his word, he'll tell you beforehand just what's going to take place. And he's no short of his word. He will reveal it unto you. But we have a responsibility that we need to trust in the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You read his word, you meditate on his word, but who is believing what they, hallelujah, what they read? Because if you believe it, you're going to show evidence in your walk. You're going to show evidence in your talk. You're going to have a firm foundation to stand upon, as Rev. Brian said just a few moments ago. Things in this life can change in a moment. But the more you read about God, the more you yearn for him, the more you're going to long for him, the more you're going to feel like Paul said, hallelujah, hallelujah, for me to die. Again, you'll be caught in a twix between, hallelujah. Your heart wants to be with the Lord and want to leave this place, hallelujah, but you have a work to finish, but you're thankful for the day, but you'd rather have Jesus. That's what Rem Brian was talking about just a few moments ago. I'd rather have Jesus, hallelujah. When he cleans me up, I don't want to be tainted by other things. So as clean as I feel sometimes, I just want to go on with the Lord. Tell this world goodbye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But here, hallelujah, here is Christ. Resurrection, the first through the eighth verse, hallelujah, as we go on just a little while. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For them to held him by his feet, they had to bow down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At the feet of God is the most high place when you can humble yourself and open up yourself unto God and behold the beauty of the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He gives you instructions. Hallelujah. When you're in despair, he comforts you. This is whom we serve. Hallelujah. They had walked with the Lord, and then they seen him crucified, and then their hearts were in despair. Then the news was heard about that it rose, just like it said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not only is he true to his word, but if you take the time and open up the book and read his word, he will reveal it to you even on this hour, even on today.
Right,
you can look and you can see a newness, because this is a living word of God. His story has been told over and over again. But each time that you read it, God will reveal something new to you. And they held him, and they came and held him by the feet and worshiped God. Hallelujah. And worship him. Hallelujah. It's something about a true worship. If you worship God, take you out of yourself, and it starts spiritually first. Oh, hallelujah. It's more than just a outward shout, but it's an inward praise because of what he did on a Friday night. A change took place. Hallelujah. A change. If you accept what he did on Friday night, you can understand the hallelujah on Sunday. Hallelujah. If you can accept what he did, and you can believe him and take him at his word, and when you take him at his word. He'll show you that his word is true. He rose just like he said he would. Hallelujah. Then Jesus said unto them, be not afraid. He still said it to us. The world is mighty wicked right now, but be not afraid. He gave them instructions. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Praise the Lord. You're going to see me. You're going to meet me. I'm going to meet with you. Now, when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money to the soldiers. Now, here's a lie recorded. Oh, hallelujah. Now, if they lied, Jesus, why you think you are exempt from being lied on or mistreated or punished? And especially if you're going to be Christ-like, especially if you're going to set aside and try to be an example, hallelujah, for that you believe. Hallelujah. But if you're going to be an example, and I don't care how much word you know or read, unless you are living it, hallelujah, it's not accounted unto you until you start to live it. Hallelujah. And when you apply it to your life, and then the light can start to shine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that living word can be living within you. Thank you, Jesus. And they were assembled with the elders, and they had taken counsel, and they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, hallelujah, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were, while we slept. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. And this week the governor's here. We will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. The lie. Money was paid for a lie. And then they keep it going. So if they did Savior like this. Hallelujah. How many of you been lied on and been upset about it? Hallelujah. But thank God that the lie is a lie and not the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at it this way. I'm glad it's a lie, hallelujah, and not the truth, because if it's dealing with that they're saying I'm unrighteous, but I'm actually righteous, I'm glad it is a lie because of the change.
All right.
You know, some people don't want to accept change. They want to just look at you as you were and not how you are now. Hallelujah.
Oh,
I said the other day, a change. Hallelujah. What Good Friday means to you? A change, a deliverance, how he set me free, how I'm better than what I used to be. I'm not all that I want to be, but I'm better.
I used to be a continual
deliverance over and over again. You may see flaws, and you may see this, but I know that I'm stretching towards
the best I call it
that's in Christ Jesus. You know, you may see the work in progress. Oh, hallelujah. But in my heart, I want the things of God. And, oh, hallelujah, to give me strength and hallelujah. But I'm glad you bring them to my attention, because that way I can pray on them. Look, God, forgive me. And I can repent. Yeah, and
Lord,
I can see You might can see what I cannot see, but when you bring it to my attention, I thank God for it, that I can work on it and I can be even better, that my light may shine, a witness may shine all about. Hallelujah. But see, they told this lie here. Oh, hallelujah. And then it came, hallelujah, to the government, and they said, if it comes there, we will secure you. No worry about it. We'll do all we can to keep this lie going. Hallelujah. But even a lie can't hold you down. Hallelujah.
Come on, real.
Then,
come on now.
Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And listen. Now they have the Son of God right there. Oh, hallelujah.
Right.
This we know is this is a personal decision, a personal choice. When they had the Lord right there, and when some they saw him and they worshiped him, some still doubted. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we, the children of God, try to do our best that we can do. And even some still going to doubt, but it don't matter.
Come on now.
It's not about your opinion of God. We're just trying to show that we know of God. But it's your choice that you're choosing
your
this
choice.
Day. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. All and Jesus said unto them and came and spake unto them, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Hallelujah.
And in
all power, all power,
all
I don't care come here, brother Willie Dog, God, until you realize that God is all you need. Hallelujah. When you realize God is all you got, you'll know that God is all you need to succeed. It don't matter the opinion of someone else. But if you know if you got God, before you close your eyes on this side of Jordan, make sure that you have a relationship with him. But he said, Jesus told him, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Oh, hallelujah. And even in all of that, they have the Son of God right there. And some still doubt him, but some worship. Are we going to continue to doubt, but we are going to just go ahead and worship? I hear you, Brother D. Can you thank him for when he has to tell you no? Can you thank him for when heart has to be broken, but he uses it to make me better? Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes when he cut up on you, sometimes it hurts. But when he lets the sun shine and your heart be more, feeling more pure, you tell him thank you. And you can't understand when we lose a loved one, but some be praying and they tell God, thank you that they don't have to suffer no more. Thank you that you can hold them in your bosom until we can see them again. Some don't understand when others are praying to stay, but you praying for them to go on and be with the Lord. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power. Jesus told them, all power, all power, all power in heaven and earth. So he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Now, he don't stop being with you just because he allow you to experience a little Calvary's cross. When you pick up your cross and it gets heavy, and even Jesus stumbled, hallelujah, when he's been beat, but he was going up a hill, but that's all right. Sometimes your cross may seem a little bit heavy, but God said, I am with you always,
with you.
Even when you're down on your knees because of any burden, I'm still carrying it. All
Come
your sin is gone, but you was able to make it to your knees. And when you make it to your knees, I lift you up. I'm still holding you because
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah,
if I would leave you, hallelujah, you'll be no more. But I'm still with you, even when it seems like the day is dark. I'm below, I am with you always.
Oh.
Even until the end of the world. Hallelujah. And as a witness, you see in the last word in this chapter, the last word in the last sentence said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Saying as a witness and truth, the Holy Ghost will make witness of itself. Hallelujah.
Yes,
if you don't want to say amen, God himself will say amen behind his own word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what God have to do to get you to believe? He's already risen. Hallelujah. And he's already, what you say, Brother Tim, left it on record. Hallelujah. So, what are we going to do with that that he left on record? That he's expecting us to believe. Hallelujah. But when I say believe, when I'm more than just with your mouth, but when you believe, you're gonna walk after it when you believe something. You're gonna act like that is true. When you receive it, you believe it, and then the action come. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
and then when you act upon his word, it becomes a living word down within you. Go forth and teach. Go forth and teach you. Oh, hallelujah. You won't have to beg you to push the one button, because when you believe it, you say, hey, raise my hand. I'm a witness.
Yes, sir.
I'm a witness.
I witness
this thing to be true. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Sometimes it hurts. I'm a witness. Sometimes it hurts, but I still have to say amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's sorrow. I still have to say amen, because I know the word is true. Even if it's cutting me, I still have to say amen. Lord,
amen.
I'm not all that I want to be, but I'm striving to be. Lord, when he showed me my pitfall, I still have to say amen. And Lord, help me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Help me to walk more closer with you. But he told him, go forth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father
and of
the Son. And of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe these all things whatsoever I command you. Observe that I tell you to do not lie. Observe that I said don't commit adultery. Observe that I said do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Observe that I said treat your brother. Love one another. Observe that I said these things. Hallelujah. And Lord, you observe these precepts and statutes that are set before you. Observe, I will be with you always. Even to the end of the world.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 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 Believe it, even so. He put his stamp of approval on it when he said, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You look up that amen and stand for a witness of truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're witnessing to the truth when you do what God said. You're witnessing to it and you say,
amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you today. God bless
you.
But who we are, what does God have to do to get us to believe? What has God have to do instead of us picking apart his word, and so I'm trying to find loopholes or a fault or a contradiction, but let's receive that what is written upon these pages. Hallelujah. Receive it and believe it and what God acts upon it, and it will be a revelation unto you over and over again. Hallelujah. But it's a choice, starts within the heart. If you come here, Romans, if you confess in your heart, hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah, the Lord Jesus. If you confess, you're still going back to accept what he done on Friday. When you accept what he does on a Friday, you won't have to worry about Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But
if
you accept what he does on a Friday, all the rest of the days will follow. When you accept what he done on that Friday. Hallelujah. God bless you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Oh, Lord, I believe, but help thine our unbelief. Hallelujah. 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 I believe he'll do just what he said he'll do. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I pray that someone has got some out of it. But even in all that you try to do for the Lord, remember 28, Matthew 28 and 17, and when they saw him, they worshiped him. Now, we're talking about Jesus. Jesus was right there. But the last part of that verse, but some doubted.
Worship.
They have the Lord himself right there. Hallelujah. But some doubted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's standing right there before him. Some have a faith of, I'm just not going to believe none unless I see it. But seeing is not believing. What gives you your sight is faith. Faith come here, Hebrews 11. Faith is substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Lord, I believe. Lord, it starts like that. Lord, I believe. Hallelujah. Lord, I believe. I accept what you've done.
Believe in the word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I hear you, ain't it? I'm alive. She sends in, I'm alive. Jesus, 2:1-10, I'm alive. You have made alive who were dead in trespassing. Trespassing, thank you, Lord. And sin, Ephesians 2:1. Hallelujah. If you were dead in sin, hallelujah. God can make you alive this day. If you woke up dead this morning, God can make you alive.
He can make you alive. Yes, he will.
If you woke up dead in sin this morning, God is able to make you alive. And say, lift your hands and say, Lord, I believe. And I accept what you've done on a Friday. Hallelujah. Accepting Jesus' death gives me life. Accepting his death gives me life. See, he came and he lived a perfect life, but his death gave me life. Hallelujah. When we believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we go from death to life. Now we live to rejoicing in his goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Amy. He also gave us help. Help on the way. Help on the way. Oh, I hear you. 1 John 3:11-20. And then 1 John 3:17 says, whosoever seeth his brother in need and shut up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? Oh, hallelujah. How can you have means to help somebody? Hallelujah. And you know, you may have a good spiritual connection, a good communication with the Lord. And someone may have a need that they may just ask you to pray. Hallelujah. You can help them. And you may not can help them financially, but if you have a close walk with God and you know God hears your prayer, you can earnestly pray for that individual that God will give them not what they want but what they need. Hallelujah. And if they accept what they need from God, their wants will become God's will. Hallelujah. Help me understand that, preacher. Well, I will. I'm glad you asked me. When you realize that God is all you need, then you understand God is all you want.
Yes, he is.
You know, We may want the things of this world, but when we realize God is all we need in this world, then we'll understand, hallelujah, that God is all that we want. And the way we live, we want to make sure that we please the Lord because we want his will to be done in our lives. And that's how it, our hearts yearn and long for him to come, Lord Jesus. Come and help me escape this wicked world and the way that it is going when right becomes wrong and wrong becomes right. We understand it's not the same world that we grew up in. When we sang the song that we were all young, God bless America. Land that I love, stand beside it. And God, when it was so moved upon our forefathers to step on the very money that we carry in our pockets and in our bank account, God, we trust. Oh, hallelujah. And had 10 commandments all through the courthouse. But now this new modern America decides to remove, hallelujah, and don't want God like the old American one, but that's all right. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living no matter what men may say. Hallelujah.
True and living
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he lives. He lives.
He lives.
Salvation
he lives.
To impart.
He lives.
You ask me, Brother D, how you know he lives?
He
oh,
lives.
Hallelujah. Because he lives within my heart. His living word is within my heart. And
he
won't let me do
he
the things that
him.
I want, but it pulls me to his will. And
yes.
Hallelujah. Help me to deny myself and pick up my cross and follow.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Sometimes I have to follow with wiping away brown and tears, but I still have to keep after his will and his way. Sometimes I don't understand, but I have to just trust them and go ahead.
Trust
go ahead through the
trust
storm.
Him
let him weather me. Hallelujah.
Let him lead me.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh,
thank
you, Lord.
You.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You. Yes.
Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I got to tell him thank you because many times he lifted up heavy burdens off for me. I just want to testify and I move on that way. Many times I've come with a broken heart and still trusting me. Hallelujah. Open up. But when we open up the word in the morning and he just tenderized my heart through these lessons that he's been giving us.
Yes.
And I just want to tell him thank you. And I feel the
tell
love
him thank
the
you.
Prayers. Hallelujah. And I get a text every now and then. And it said, I appreciate you, brother, or I love you, brother. And I just thank God.
Yes.
I thank
God.
Go
on fire this morning, Reverend. Go on fire. I don't know what they did this morning, but they some eggs had some fire.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come on
thank
with
you,
it,
Lord.
Come
thank
on.
You, Lord. Yes, sir. Because, you know, I'll never try to overlook what God does because I want him to keep on doing it. I want him to keep on doing it. You know, we used to get on our kids when somebody do something for them and they didn't say thank you. That's the way we raised our kids. We were taught even from out there, when someone do something for you, you better say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So when God does something for me, I tell him thank you.
Tell him thank you.
Brother Willie Dawes, you didn't know that one day, I just got a hard email and it broke my heart, but God used you that day. You said, you'll never know. God is all you need. Oh,
right.
God.
All you
oh,
need.
Oh, God. Until God is
all
you've
all
got.
You,
when
you,
when
got.
You got to look to him. Hallelujah. From which all your help cometh. My help.
From the Lord.
It comes from the Lord. He's going to make that word be true with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 I just want to tell the Lord, thank you. I thank you. I thank you for lifting the heavy burdens up off me. Midnight and today. I want to tell him thank you.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Reverend Henry.
Yes, he will.
Yes, sir.
I want you to put Sister Marion on your prayer list. I'm glad she made that little trip down there to see her grandson and everything. And she said everything is all right. And so he's stationed out there at El Paso, Texas, at Fort Bliss. And she made a successful trip.
Thank
and God bless
you.
Her. Make a trip back and forth and safely home. God bless.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Mary. Thank you, Lord.
So are you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord God, thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, God shows us love so many ways. Only thing we have to do is just open our eyes. And see it.
Yes, you will. Yes,
and
you will.
See it. Hallelujah. We wouldn't ask for prayer if we didn't know that God's going to hear it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Gotta believe. Gotta believe.
There you go. There
believe
you go.
In the Lord.
Believe what it is,
yes,
on a Friday. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
tell
you,
it.
Lord.
Tell it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, hallelujah. You know,
yes.
My grandson, which is also Reverend Brian's godson, you know, and he blessed a heart yesterday. He said, "Won't it make you clean inside?" Hallelujah. And he sung out of his heart. Hallelujah. Won't it make you clean inside? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, well, when you're clean inside, nothing else matters. You don't too much care about the things of this world.
Yes.
When you're clean inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll just know that God will provide.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah.
He will.
The
elder
said,
he will.
I've learned how to lean.
To lean.
And depend upon Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah. You see, if I trust him, he will provide.
Yes.
See, I got a responsibility. I got to trust him. I got to believe.
He
I gotta
will provide.
Hallelujah. His will, his way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Reverend, you know, I've been around you a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know God is really blessing.
I'm
gonna say this here: that you had to get it off your chest. You know, that's why I have to peek in there. You know, you had to get it off your chest. And you know what I'm talking about. You have to get it off your chest. See, to get a true deliverance, you know, sometimes, see, he's a minister by far, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And he has to get things off his chest. And then only we get most of it is sometimes we sit there and God minister to us. Then also times that when we witnessing, it comes back to us. And we had to get it off our chest. And he had some things in his heart, and he had to get it off his chest. And so I sit back there and pray with him, because I've been asking my brother to get on the ministry, because I know he got something in his heart. And the only reason you got to serve God, you got to serve him when it ain't the two times you serve the Lord.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It ain't the two times you serve the Lord. When you want to and you don't want to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I encourage my brother and tell him.
Reverend Brian, I got something, if you don't mind. Is Brother D still on?
Yes,
Brother D still on?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I'm here.
I mean, I was gonna bring it up on the show today, but you can. What I bring up now, you can bring it up yourself today, and I won't have to bring it up because we got two different listening audiences, and I believe we reach more people if we do it on both shows. Now the heathens, I ain't trying to talk about nobody, but the heathens always trying to mislead people, and when I say that is because Brother D, that song you told me about the Bible is right. And I've seen a post on Facebook, of all places now, on Facebook, that was trying to discredit the Bible. And it's about this stuff that we already discussed it on God's plan, and I think you discussed it on your show too, Brother D, about that God rose in 3 days. They said, well, how is it 3 days? They said from Friday to Saturday is one, from Saturday to Sunday is two, and from Sunday to Monday is three. Were they talking about hours? How were we discussing that? You need to break that down again, because I know we discussed it a while back, but somebody brought it up on Facebook and was trying to make a mockery out of it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, I'll go first. We will first give honor to God, who's truly the head of my life. So glad. So glad that I believe. See, when you believe in the word, then you're able to accept the word to be just what it is. The Bible said there was no God found in him. In other words, there was no life found in my Lord and Savior. But he was telling man. See, man don't understand, brother dog, how time was counted then versus the man counting time on a 24-hour period. And time wasn't counted on a 24-hour period then. If you look back in time versus now, we have street lights that allow us to do the very thing at night that we do during the day. But back then, when darkness set in, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. It was considered a day. So man don't know how to count time. If man knew how to count time, they would count up on just what the Lord said, 3 days, in the name of Jesus. But we'll talk about it. They're going to always find someone trying to discredit God's word. You can always find someone doing that.
That's what the deal is, man, because he risen, right? So we got to find another loophole to stop this praise going up. We got to stop this praise because he's risen, right? But then, just because he's risen, the Bible doesn't teach it. It just teaches in part. So you have to go study what the Bible means by hours, right? The term hours refers into the period of time, right? Daylight, and then we talk about summer, then we talk about winter, then we talk about how can you establish this? So they break it down. The first hour is 6 to 7. The second hour is 7 to 8. The third hour is 8 to 9. The fourth hour is 9 to 10. The fifth hour is 10. Look what I'm looking at. All this is a.m., 11 a.m. The sixth hour is 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. You hear me? And the seventh hour is the 12 to 1 p.m. And 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. is the eighth hour. And the ninth hour is 12 to 2:30. I mean, the 3 o'clock, 9 hours. And the tenth hour is 3, 4 p.m. And the 11th hour is 4 to 5 p.m. And the 12th hour is 5 to 6. So 6 to 6 is a day. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. is a day.
That was considered
back
a day.
Then, you know what I'm talking about? So when
Jesus, man don't know how to count time.
Yeah.
They count in a 24-hour period.
When Jesus was crucified, Brother D, the Bible said it was just when he rose, he came in right at the dawn of a day. Just the dawn of the day, you know. He read it by, let's look at it again, Reverend. I'm not trying to teach a lesson, preach a lesson again. Let's look at it again. Let's go back at it again and look at this thing. And he says, look what it says. In the end of the Sabbath, it begins the dawn towards the first of the week.
Mm-hmm.
See, now it says 6, what, a.m. Now, it went from p.m. to a.m. Just before the sun came up, It was at 6 p.m. So back how they registered time back then, it was 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. to 6 p.m., 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
So I told you the first hour, so somebody want to take notes, mm-hmm. the first hour was 6 to 2, 6 to 7 a.m. The second hour was 7 to 8 a.m. The third hour mm-hmm. was 8 to 9 a.m. The fourth hour mm-hmm. was 9 to 10 a.m. The fifth hour was 10 to 11 a.m. The sixth hour was 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. The seventh hour was 12 to 1 p.m., 1 to 2 p.m. The ninth hour was 2 to 3 p.m. The tenth hour is to 3 to 4 p.m. And the 11th hour mm-hmm. was 4 to 5 p.m. And the 12th hour, 5
it's
to mark 6
day.
6 a.m.
And that mark
the
day.
The full day. That was more of the day. So that's
day.
They don't understand that. We go with a different, 24 hours. You know, so the hours are different than it was then and there. And Jesus, Reverend, and Brother D, he risen
mm-hmm.
at the dawn.
Yes,
that made
like
it a whole
said.
Other day. Yeah. It made it the 3 days.
Yeah.
So we know the Sabbath was the Sabbath. Was Sabbath. The Sabbath was the Sabbath. That's why we worship on a Sunday, because he rose on the first day
Sunday.
Of the week. Yes, sir.
First day of the week.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
so that's
he did it just like he said he was going to do it. He did it just like he said.
He predicted it.
He didn't change a thing.
Yeah,
he predicted it. And if you notice something real, in the old days, they said it worked from Ken to Kate. From Ken to Kate was from like 6 to 6. When it started getting dark. You know, man on a 24-hour period, I don't know. You said it best when you said it, that man going to always try to find fault. In God's word, it's just not.
Well, let me hit this one more time. So, because the Holy Spirit tells
mm-hmm.
me, so we need to break up this monopoly. You know, talking about you can't pick up God's word. You cannot pick up God's word and don't do this here. You can't do it, Brother D. I refuse to let somebody think they can just pick up God's word and don't do this here. Can I read it, y'all? Mind? Y'all ain't follow
come on with it.
Y'all follow?
Come on.
Man, come on.
Can I read it, man? I need one more witness. Can I read it?
Yes, sir.
Can I read
come
it? The Bible says it.
Come on. Bring it on home.
The Bible. I didn't write it, but I believe in the Bible. Can I say it again?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says study now. That's
how
I get that word. To show thyself approved. Unto God,
mm-hmm.
a workman.
Unto God.
Look what it said. Needed not to be.
Oh, hold on, real. Please stop it. Say that again for me. Study.
To show thyself.
To show thyself.
Unto God.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
A workman.
Stop right there. Don't go no further.
Not
right
needed.
Don't go no further.
Yes, sir.
Unto God. Not unto man. Come on, real. Come on.
Not unto man. And a workman needed not to be ashamed, but rightly to divide the word and truth. You know why? He said, but for signs of profane vain babbling, that they were increase
mm-hmm.
and more ungodly.
Ungodly, right.
Now, what I'm trying to say, my brothers and sisters, that when you pick up the Bible, right, and if you don't get in the word of in the spirit of the Lord, you're not going to understand what the word is saying. You can go where someone's teaching real good and give you knowledge, but when you want to go, when you really want to search God for understanding, you have to be in the spiritual realm. Because a lot of people looking at the natural because they can pronounce a word or they can go get define the word, but they you got to go a little farther than that. You got to go and tap into God's heart so He can open the mystery of the Scripture to you. So when saying that and saying that, Reverend said it earlier. He said it early in the end of the Sabbath, as it began of dawn towards the first day of the week. That right there tell you, if you don't know the hours, you're looking at what you right now. If right now our time is 9:05, your time, brother, what is 10:05, brother? And back here it wasn't like that. It just wasn't like that.
I like
he
that.
Had different times.
Like
so how does it Jesus? And that's why I wanted to teach that lesson early about Jesus. See, Adam, we had to establish the time, and God established the time in the beginning because He said,
mm-hmm.
"Can I go there for a minute? Oh man, we're supposed to be going. We're supposed to be doing this, brother. What you ain't no you ain't no word really good. Look what this is. Now this is how God had established the time, brother D. He said God called the infirmity heaven in the evening, morning, in the second day. He established the time then. So if he don't establish the time then, we would know it was day or night. You know, we don't know what that is, why it's dark outside. So he established it then, and he said, and when God does it, so we can start recording time after that. We've been recording time ever since after that. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. We've been recording time, and then when Adam got here, he gave all dominion to him. You know, so he gave him all the reign. So Adam, he didn't go to the Harvard. He didn't go to Yale. You know, he went in the garden one day. Help me, Holy Spirit. He went in the garden one day. And he hit out the what it did? That tree God said nobody bite off for. What it had, knowledge and good. He didn't know he was naked. He didn't know he was naked until he ate off the tree. She ate it and nothing happened. Nothing happened when she ate it. Nothing. When soon he ate it.
The million wasn't given to her.
He called him. He said, I hear you. God knew his heart.
I read it. He hit myself.
So he got some fig leaves and covered up. See, you don't know. You know at that time, oh, man, we knew it somewhere else. But let me finish it, though. At that time, when it was no sin, right? He didn't know he was naked, so he took the spigly and covered him and her up because he fell out of place. He can see her now. He can see her private part. She can see his private part, and it turns to evil because that's why he didn't want us to eat off that bitten tree. Amen. So I'll tell you, time started beginning. Now man's trying to record in their own mind because they're pretty smart now. Well, I'm going to try to find out and trap them. Let's talk about the time. See, you only can trap someone don't study. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You only can trap somebody don't get in the book and read it and study for its full contents of it. That's why when we do the teaching over here, we do the preaching over here, I like to stop. I know Rev do too. I like to stop and expound on certain things because it's a teachable moment. That right there, that first scripture, we can stay there all day because people are still hung up, like Brother Willie said, put a post up there trying to mess us up because they trying to say it's a lie. They're trying to find, like Brother D, if you find one lie in this book, hold up, help me, Holy Spirit. If you find one lie in this book, everything in the book is a lie.
Everything in the book is wrong.
I'm going to tell you right now, I know the Bible is right and somebody's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get to heaven. Listen to one of them bootleg preachers.
I got one more request. If however y'all do it, Reverend Henry again, man, that thing woke me up. It didn't wake me up. That's your best sermon since you've been doing it. See, I don't even know how you do it in the church or what. But y'all need to record it. Then when y'all ain't got nothing else to do, the show messing up or something, play that sermon that Reverend Henry preached today. That is a sermon that got everybody up. And Reverend Henry, I thought it was a young dude. He must have. You didn't take no Viagra, did you?
Oh Lord!
Touch his head, man.
Yeah. But you know something, though, my brother. Really, it goes back to Friday because our soul burned Friday.
God bless you.
When the question was asked, what do Good Friday mean to you?
That's it.
When you could truly tell man what it means to you. See, you can speak in a kernel, man, but when you can truly tell man what Good Friday meant to you, your soul started burning Friday. It burned on Sunday. And then I'm here kicking right back off today. I'm not going to even come on, brother. What do Good Friday mean to you? Reverend Harris said something this morning. He said, do you believe? See, if you believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection, if you believe in that, then you can tell man what Good Friday mean to you.
Mm-hmm.
It truly don't mean nothing to you if you don't believe.
All right.
It's just another day on the calendar if you don't believe. But if you truly, I said I wasn't going to start this, but if you truly believe that he truly died.
Thank you, Jesus.
I heard Reverend Eric say earlier this morning, he said, I'm getting closer. See, you know you getting closer and closer. But I'm dying not to die. Why am I dying, Red? Why am I dying? I'm dying to live again. I'm not dying to die. I'm not dying to die. I'm dying to live again.
Lord.
That's because
I
can die to live again because I believe and I know what Good Friday wrapped me up. I know Good Friday tangled me. I know Good Friday gave me life so I can believe.
Thank you, Lord.
That's in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, man? Y'all know
man,
I'm just, you
man,
know
man
how,
been trying to twist it up a long time.
You know I got stuck,
man,
Brother
can't
D.
Change God's word.
You know I got
Thank
stuck,
you,
right? Because this man came on a public broad and said he heard something on a post. And God puts it in my heart that we need to express this a little. Go to John right quick. Because I can't leave
Amen.
Like that. I'm going to show you it in the book, too. Not just what I just read, but I'm going to show you it in the book, too. Can I get a witness? John 11 and 9. 11
Thank
and
you,
9. 11 and 9. 11 and 9.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Brother, did you with me? I want to make sure everybody's with me because I want to make sure if I'm reading a different book.
I'm here, my brother.
I'm in a different,
I'm
in a different book. 11 and 9. Brother Willardell.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Y'all ain't going to get me in that. I'm listening. I know how to start some
stuff. You in there. Yeah.
I know it. But y'all taking care of it too.
See. Well, what I'm about, and I know Reverend and Brother D, we believe Bible, right? And we believe when you bring something like this here, we got to make sure we got it plainly explained. We have to make sure we can't deviate from it. We got to stay with the message. That's how.
Which John is it? 1, 2, or 3? Which John is it?
No. It's the Gospel John. It's the Gospel right after Luke.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Yeah,
Saint John. Mm-hmm. That's what y'all want. The old say John, but I'm gonna say you call it what you want. I'm in John.
That's right.
Can I do it like that?
Just get there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. John. See, the Bible helps us, my brothers and sisters. He says, "Do you got it, Brother Willie?" Because you don't want to ask that question. You want to saw it, so I want you to post this here if you want to. It's in the book. Let me just, and then you know, the miles I get, you can post that too. Because it's in the book. Hey, Reverend and Brother D and God's plan. I hope y'all hear me, Brother Willardell. I want to hear one more time. Are you there? Are you there?
Amen.
Yeah,
Amen.
We there. Okay, then. He said, Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day?
You can choose to stop right
now.
There. Who
we are right now?
You got to go to a brother.
Where we at right now? Where we at right now? Where we at now?
Mm-hmm.
Do we got to go any farther? Or is it really 12 hours?
Go
I read you the hours of the day is 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is 12 hours. That's a full day. You hear me?
That's a day.
So Jesus said, he said, it's in red in my book. I ain't got with them new books now. They took all the red right now. They got some books. They took the red right now, Brother D. My book still got the red right in it. And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that in the book? So
that's what the word says.
If any man walk in the day, he stumble not, because he see the light of this world.
That's
and I know the spiritual thing. Right. I understand the spiritual thing. I understand it's a spiritual thing. But let me tell you something. The Bible will not make us look like no fool. God's going to come and show us the way we can explain this. And our whole preface that you're getting what we're saying, because he gave us something to think about, and something may be wanting to know. But let me tell you something. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. it was a full day.
Mm-hmm.
It was a full day. It was a full day. Go do your research, study, and see what the hours were back then. I just used the book just then, and I ain't had to read but one sentence. And it said, are there not 12 hours in a day?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he's telling me. Don't you know it's 12 hours in a day? That's what he said. So I'm telling us right now that the Bible would not make you, I don't know why people can't search it and search it for understanding, but they're trying to follow up. They still wrestling with, like what Brother Reverend said the other day. Let me do it again, Rev, if you don't mind.
You just said it.
You said,
I don't know why they don't search it for understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Because they're trying to find fault.
You can't get understanding
when you're trying to find fault.
Jesus said, this is how much fault they had. Matthew 28:11. You don't have to follow me this time. Matthew 28:11. He said, now they were going. Behold, look at here, some of which watched came into the city, saw unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they had assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave a large money unto the soldiers. Say ye, his disciple came by night and stole him away. Went to sleep. You hear that? And if they come to the governor in your ears, we will persuade him and we'll secure you. So they took the money and did as they was taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews this day. They've been trying to discredit Jesus even he came back, Doc. He risen and they still trying to convey folks. Now they got another twist. What's wrong with the time? Now, they came with him with this time stuff, brother. You need to get a relationship with the Lord and quit trying to teach. Because the Bible says we need to. While you up there trying to teach, you need to be taught. You know what I'm talking about? You know, sit down and let somebody teach you, and quit trying to be objective to everything and be subjective. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's time to be, because you can pronounce a word, you sound eloquent, you speak so clear, grammar. Brother, that don't mean nothing. The adversary is so crappy in the land, he's going to fool the elect one. We over here, we might speak broken down grammar, can't halfway pronounce a word, but let me tell you, it's in the heart. I believe it's that. Well, I mean, it's in the heart. The Bible said a while ago, my brother said, it's in the heart, man. Believe unto what? Unto righteousness.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Come on, man. Leave me there alone, man. You're going to make me sit down and get back in this hour again and have a whole lesson.
Come on. You got the band.
I'm just wanting to bring that out because we have to watch it. When people are like, my brother brings something out, we want to make sure we want to give it to our best. Brother Deedon said something. Now, I have said something. Brother, you have anything to input on that?
It's beautiful, man. We thank God for all the addition. All the addition. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So, so the Spirit of the Lord has really risen, right?
Yes,
and the Spirit of the Lord has opened up some things just then, right, to let us know that we're not lost. You know, I believe it's like, Brother D, if you can be, you don't have to amen on this. If I don't get it, Brother D get it. If Brother D don't get it, Reverend Henry don't get it. If I don't get it, somebody on this ministry gonna get it. God is not gonna let us be without, man. Somebody gonna get it. Somebody gonna get it.
He's
not gonna do it, Brad.
He don't let it like no food.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey man, I need y'all to pray for me, right? That y'all ever heard of vertical, right? Y'all ever heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ever heard that?
Yeah.
You mean vertigo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, vertigo. Yeah. Y'all ever heard that?
Yeah.
You mean vertigo?
Uh-huh.
You got vertigo?
I'm having symptoms. I'm gonna go to the doctor today and find out what's going on. I get up.
Yeah, no, you ain't gotta do that. I've been laid up for 2 or 3 days too with a crook of my neck, and it's been messing me up. So, but on vertigo, all you gotta do is sit on the side of the bed and move your head around until it's just like a glass when you're measuring something. You do that and lean over the side of the bed and just move your head until it stops. It might hurt a little bit, but then when you get to that middle point, you'll be all right. You ain't really got to go to the doctor because the doctor can't do nothing for you. The only thing they can do is give you the pills, and them pills don't do you no good. And then them pills they give you for when you go out on the ship. So you're wasting your money going to the doctor for vertigo. You're wasting your money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I was told the same thing.
I know that's present.
Yeah, I know. Somebody has told me the same thing about that. Three people that told me about that, right? And this morning hit me again real hard. So I rolled over my bed. Mm-hmm. And but first I said, let me give me 5 more minutes. So I turned my face to the pillow. When I rolled back over, I opened my eyes up and everything in the room was just spinning, man. My head was just going all over, right? I ain't never felt like that before. And it's been happening for the last 3 days, you know what I'm talking about? But you know, I believe in prayer, you know what I'm talking about? I really believe in prayer. And it's messing with I think it's messing with my thinking too, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? And part of some of my speech impediment, because your brain don't supposed to be moving like that. It's like my brain was moving around. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know if you really don't know what I'm talking about. Anybody else ever had that?
Brother Eric.
Yes, sir.
Brother Eric. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Morning, brothers. I suffer from indigo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I suffer from the same thing. But check and make sure you don't have no kind of ear infection or your sinus missing, which that'll stir it up too.
That's what they said too. Yeah, it's a sinus infection for you. Can have an ear infection.
Yeah.
Sinus.
That'll make it happen because, you know, I suffer from the same things, boy. Head spinning, can't stop sometimes.
That's a bad feeling, man.
Oh, yeah, it ain't no good feeling at all.
No,
not at all.
I don't like that because it feels like I don't have control of my body, man. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody taking my head, moving side to side, back and forth.
And it's, you're not to drive neither because it can hit you any minute. It can hit you any time.
Yeah,
so you don't need to be driving.
I drove to work this morning.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
You don't need to be
driving. I didn't know I had to... I didn't know I had these. I didn't know it was that omen. I thought it just because I'm working so many hours, I'm tired, you know. Because I could be standing up, right? I could be standing up and I lose my balance. You know what I'm talking about? I said, "Boy, you need to get some rest, boy." That's what I said to him.
Yeah.
You need to get some rest. Sometimes I work 20 hours a day, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You need to get some rest. I said. I know I'm gonna get some in a couple of weeks. I'm gonna get a whole lot of rest in a couple more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can make them 2 weeks, though. I don't know if I can make them 2 weeks, Joe.
Yeah. Well, you know, and like I say, it's just, you know, it's this weather be so tricky and stuff, you know, you might have a little sinus infection you don't know about, you know, and really, and it'll cause it. So, you know, it's tricky. Because I was feeling a little bit the other day, and I just took a sinus pill. And it kind of helped me, and it kind of went away, but I could tell it was trying to come on. Yep.
That's not a good feeling there, boy. That's not a good feeling. Yep. This one, tell her. See, you know, you see how that stroke up a little conversation that then? You know, because I've been sitting over here kind of like I never have felt like that before. You know what I'm talking about? I had to serve my little doctor, Pooh, right? Erica, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, a few people told me, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about, right? My little daughter. And, she knocked me already. She told me to go, you know, because it might be some of the medication I've been taking too, though, you know.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. So she told me to, she told me about that too. Don't jump straight up no more. Just take your time. And,
yeah.
Before you get up and all that, you know, because you've been laying in a certain position, you know. She had me with my blood pressure, all right. My blood pressure was 120, 178, you know what I'm talking about. So,
yeah, that ain't bad. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
but yeah, like I say, just slow down. Yeah, like I say, don't be jumping up and stuff, you know, just, you know, take it easy. Well, how about y'all?
I didn't put that on y'all table this morning. Y'all just keep me listening. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get out y'all way. You know I love all you brothers, and I'm always praying for y'all and praying with y'all.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Love you too, brother. Yeah. Well, brother, got some food for thought, man. If y'all can't pray for nobody, lift your little friend Eric up, you know, and Brother Willie and Brother Joe, they got a little symptoms of that too, you know. They know what I'm talking about. So if it ain't never hit you, I'm trying to tell you, it ain't good. Dog. That whole room just be spinning like your head just woof, woof. Yeah. But it is, you know, we got it in God's hand, you know. Remember, I told y'all from the bottom of my heart, you can be here today, gone today. You know what I'm talking about? That's how this thing is, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that I can go right now. I don't know. You know, only God knows. But I know I felt something the last 3 days that it wasn't comfortable to me at all. At all.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe in prayer. I'm on the phone with some praying people.
I think I prayed
about it yesterday. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've been trying about it. Every time I say the name of Jesus, it stops, you know, to my, it stops every time it do. Yeah, so I know prayer works, you know. You know, but my baby told me, she said, you can't keep neglecting that. And I hear you, Brother Willie, the doctor, that somebody else told me the same thing. They can't do nothing about it. They'll try to give you a pill, you know, to my, you know. But I want to put it on record. These are
prayer work, and when you said that, I thought about a song that a friend of mine did a long time ago. The name of it is called Prayer, and he said in the song, he said, I know what prayer can do, and then he told us what it did. He said, prayer has washed me clean. So, but what man can't do, prayer can do. Prayer brings about my Lord and Savior into action.
Nah.
He already, he wants to fix it for us, but he wants the action to fix it. And he said, I know what prayer can do. He said, prayer, wash me clean. Yeah, I thought about that when you said that we're going to keep you in prayer. And we know we're going to keep you in prayer, but we know God is able. Even when he don't, we know him able.
Oh, yes.
Oh, him so able. In the name of Jesus.
Well, Brian, I know you still got your Bible open, right? You bless me now. I want to bless you, brother. Malachi 4, 4th chapter, 2nd verse. You can read the first part of that verse because I know you fear. Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm claiming. I believe he'll do just what he said. He'll do. Ever said, try to attack because you've been preaching on the second coming eschatology. Hallelujah. You've been preaching on things that help people grow and consider their lies in their walk with God. And the adversary is going to try to shoot darts at you. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing. Oh, hallelujah. In his wings. Oh, hallelujah. 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 So I feel the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for this knowledge, Father, you have poured into us this day. Thank you for your word, Father God. Thank you for how you have consecrated our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to, oh, Father, continue to let hope, lean, and trust and depend upon you, Father God. Now we come, Father God, with thank you, Father God, how you blessed Sister Mary to you gave her traveling grace, and thank you for putting her there, and thank you for bringing her back in the name of Jesus, Father. Also, we lift up our brother unto you, Father God. You, the one, the creator, Father God, of this body, this mind, hallelujah. You have, we read the scripture where you have healing, hallelujah, in your wings, Father God. So we ask that it to be thy will, just as you give him often many times the vision of doves, hallelujah. Let the peace bird, oh, hallelujah, spread his wings, hallelujah, hallelujah, spread his wings over and cover, and let the healing process begin in the name of Jesus, whether you do it through medical or whether whether you just speak the word, Father God, however you choose to do it, have thy way and heal, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, deliver, deliver, deliver this old body, hallelujah, Father God, and set us free in Jesus' name, we ask it, Father. And we thank you, Father God. Thank you for this message today, all your many messages. We thank you, Father God. Continue to, oh, keep us, Father, keep us showing love toward one another, for we know that godly agape love will hold us. It will carry us, Father God. It will stir up our hearts to do more for you in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you, Lord, we love you, and we thank you, and we pray, and we ask this all in the name of Jesus, and we thank you in advance, Father God. We believe that it's already done. Hallelujah. We believe it and receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the healing, Lord. Thank you. Continue to cover, overshadow with your wings. Thank you for the healing, Lord. And Jesus, heal our spirits, our body, our soul, our minds. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, sir.
We count it down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I know we might have to transition to mm-hmm. if it be God's will, we'd be here tomorrow. But I want to say this here. See, God is doing some things and trying to get our attention.
Thank you, Lord. Thanks.
Sometimes
Lord.
He has to come by your front door to see that he's here. And I started thinking about something, Reverend, that I've been taught, and I know you've been taught. You know, we love when God elevates us into a point that he moves us out the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks hear God, you know, and we've been taught always to direct them back to God. See, we have things going on in our life. We're human, too. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I want you to know the reason why I said what I said. Even I need prayer. You know,
yes, Lord.
Even Reverend need prayer. I don't want you to think we're on the same page. You know, we're going through too. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm sitting out here, feel like I'm in balance right now. You know, but it don't stop me from doing what I'm doing. We truly, truly sacrifice being on this broadcast. But I've learned in the labor. In the labor, my reward is when he see my when I see him. He said, "Well done, my faithful servant." I'm at that point, you know. I know it can be any time when he wanted to be, you know. I'm serious, man. We're getting closer to God. We think we are.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us might leave this earth before this day, before this year.
Yes,
you know. You know what I'm talking about? But it won't be because we ain't preached and taught the word. So I want to tell you this here. You know, we have to be what they call it, authentic. You know, we have to be truthful about and transparent about this thing. I can't tell you nothing I won't do. So that's why we come to you like we do. With love and tell you keep us in your prayer. Because we believe in prayer. We truly believe in prayer. Truly believe in prayer. You know, and thank you. You know, we're feeling kind of strange right now, but I'm going to keep on pushing, though. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
I say this for real. We might not be here tomorrow. We might not be here the next hour. But when you hear about my homegoing, you can put the stamp of proof on it. I believe I'm going to make it in.
Yes, Lord.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, you're too young to think like that, but I encourage you to know I don't have to get a certain age to say this one here.
Oh,
Lord, God love me more. God love me more.
Yes, sir.
I can be like Eden now. He can call me on up. Thank you, Lord. Good prayer, Rev.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And with it, though, got stuck on these hours. Let's get them all, man. You got me stuck on these hours. I don't like nobody saying those false things about God, man. You know, I don't like that, man. I'm not going to argue
about it. You got to help. The bad side, so you can make the good side come out. Brother D, if he's still on the phone, that's his job later on today. He's got to come on with it later on today. He got two jobs. He just don't know about the other one yet.
I'm still here. Well, Brother Dog, I don't know about the other one, but again, I say him able. That's all I say, him able. I may not know what the job is, but I know him as able. Whatever it is. I'm like my brother. God ain't going to let us. He not gonna let us. When you converse in God's word, you're giving God and you're doing it from your heart. God not gonna let you look like no fool.
So now,
he said his word is true.
I agree with him.
He said his word is true, Bird. And every man be a lie.
Amen.
He's not gonna let you be a lie when you're giving his word. And then he said, "I change not." So I know his word is true. He's not going to change, and I'm giving his word.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry. I just pray.
Thank you.
I told y'all, you know, I love to check stuff out. And I done heard y'all say this before on these shows. See, I told y'all, sometimes you don't think I be paying attention, but I pay attention to a lot of stuff. I just don't like to come on because it seems like it's controversial, but it'd be good because it's something to get off you. It's something a lot of people don't even know or want to know. But it says, just like we were saying, and I've heard Reverend Brad say it 100 times. Normally, you don't insult someone who is ignorant. We don't like to use the word, but is ignorant on an issue. You correct the person instead and leave the person to do whatever he or she likes with the correction.
Amen.
That's it. That's it. That's
it. Would it be, though, especially not being carnal minded, but in the spiritual realm, when you correct the person, you want to do it in love. And when they deny your correction or don't want to accept it as men, they're not denying you. they deny the Almighty Him. So it's not your fight no longer. You know, it's not yours. Even with the time zone, you know, I discussed that last week with a couple of brothers on the other line, and like I told Brother Tim, I felt like fighting Friday. I felt like having me a spiritual Holy Ghost fight Friday, but no one came on to fight with me. Well, today I may not feel that way depending on how the Lord moves. But one thing I do know, His word is true. He said He stayed 3 days and three nights. Man can't change people. It's in the book. My brother always says it's in the book. Oh, it's written. It is written. It is written. And so you see it, so is He. You see, I one thing I like about God, I heard Him when He said, let that be, and it was. Then He said, divide it night from day from night, and He did. So I don't have to fight with man. My fight is not with man. Man's fight is not with me. When they deny what you say, and you give them the book, they denying God Himself. They're denying you. Yes, sir. They denying God. And I went another day go by. You know what I'm saying? Greg, I went another second go by when I've been shown that I've been denying God Almighty. I went another second go by. I would fall out on my knees right now and say, Lord, please forgive me for the wrong I've done. That's what Brother D would be. If it was me, I would beg the Lord to forgive me.
But see, in the days we're in right now, the old adversary knows time is short. So he got to defuse some things. He got to stop that wave going that people been worshiping all day yesterday on, that he came back. See, he going to hit a lot of people today. Like he tried to hit me with it, right? He can hit a lot of people with some things to take their mind off the glory of God. You know what I'm talking about? So yours might not be mine to take you away, but mine was 3 days in a row. Look at that. He rose on the third day, right?
Mm-hmm.
3 days in a row. Look at that. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. 3 days in a row. God can do something. See, I have His attention because I study and read a lot, right? I have His attention in my heart, right? And Reverend know a lot what I've got going on, right? So I say this here from the bottom of my heart. He's trying to get to us to who will stand before people and tell them about Him. So He got to reach us. He got to stop that. So He got to find something to discredit Brother D. Reverend Henry. He had to speak like that this morning because he had to release what was in his heart. You know what I'm saying? He had to release it. He had to purge it out of him because God reigns in him. He reigns in him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And reigning in him, he has to say, okay, I'm going to use you. Yeah. Nobody don't know your story, but I know your story. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about, God, not me. I say, God. God knows your story.
That's right. Yeah.
And He wants to be lifted up.
No.
He don't want that problem to be lifted up. He wants to be lifted up. So you ain't going to lift up. You ain't going to lift. I'm gonna get you on God's plan. What I do this morning, really? I said, you ready?
Yes, sir.
I said, ready? Mm-hmm. I said, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I said, you ready? Yeah, you said you gave me a little line. I said, "What I say in the name of Jesus."
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yes, sir. And when it's all said and done, you ain't gonna believe. I mean, you gonna talk about it, because I know folks may just tell you. But let me tell you this here: He used you to elevate Him.
That's
if
right.
People know your strength was live, but prior to that. You know, dumb mind.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was God. That's what you don't hear Brother Dallas come off that much. You know, dumb mind. You brought him out. You brought D out so much. That's why it's good to bring up the voices sometimes. You know, dumb mind, and let other people get in and elaborate, express how they love God. That's why we don't want to hear one message about through one person. You know, mm-hmm. Jesus said, I sent him out 2 by 2. Well, we should have been gone, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Jesus said, I sent him 2 by 2. You know, that when I wanted to get a message and wanted to be a witness. So, Brother D and Brother Willard, we've been witness off of your message, man.
Praise the Lord. A blessing. Yeah.
But if it be God's will, my brother, I'm going to be on it this evening. I'm going to be on this evening. You know, I ain't gonna let my brother out there by himself. You ain't going to do him like that, Brother Willie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be on with him.
Oh, he's going to need some help. He's going to need some help because I got something to put on him. I got something to put on him. I got something else to put on him.
You can't put no more with God. Going to put out, take over him. Yeah, let's go in prayer, man. Y'all were prayed and
praise the Lord.
Brother D on another line, he can't hear us. And did you get that song, man?
No, you didn't send it to me.
No, you must have looked at the text, man.
I did.
You did.
Come on, you
got a song you want to listen to?
You talking about the one that about the man with testifying in church?
I didn't see that song. What's that song? What?
My brother,
stop the prayer.
Nah, my brother, I was outside getting through, but you didn't have to tell me that. I knew within myself if the Lord's will. That you would be there today.
Yeah.
Now, again, yes, God ain't gonna. He's not gonna. He just don't do his people that way. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I knew without a doubt. Didn't even have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I knew if you didn't mm-hmm. make it, it was only because there's no way possible for you to make it.
Yes,
amen.
Now, my wife keep texting me to go to the doctor. She made an appointment, Brother Willie. You know what I'm saying?
So go ahead and satisfy what the doctor said. Look in your ear, but you probably ain't got no ear infection because you can tell that. And they ain't going to give them doggone seasick pills that you go in the ocean, which don't do you no good. It's going to come and go. But all that don't work.
Well, somebody else told me the same thing, though.
Lean over the bed, like I told you, roll your ear around until they get to the right spot. And thank the Lord.
You're right. They told me the same thing when you were saying. They tell they gave them pills. It must be like the one when you bend them ships going side to side and slow the ship down on you a little bit. And shit up. Because they really don't have nothing to do. It's a dizzy spell. But I ain't never felt like this one, man. I done went 190 miles per hour and it felt like this.
Well, unfortunately, the reason I told you don't drive, I was in a race car and went out the track and did it. Man, that's the scariest thing I ever had. That scared me to death because it just started spinning while I was in the car.
Yeah, I was just, that's not good. That's not good at all. Not the way I feel. And you feel like I feel. Ain't no way I'm going to get no car.
And if y'all ain't ever had it, it hurts too. It hurts too.
Yeah.
It's painful.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
He caught me off guard too. I got out of bed in the morning. I fell straight to my knee. Boom! I said, "Oof!" It was just spin. I couldn't grab nothing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I must live, y'all. Mm-hmm. I let y'all know into my inner parts.
It's all right.
Yeah. But I know why God did it, though, man. He wants the people to know.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we up here speaking, we need prayer too.
Mhm.
Yes, we need prayer too. You know, we need prayer. I want you to know that we need prayer. You know, yeah. You're the wife already. Did you see me texting you? Your sister, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is what it is. 2 o'clock, y'all. I'm going to go see what he's talking about.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, bro. Keep us in prayer, man. You know.
Yes, sir.
You got the song. Somebody got a song. He don't want to play no song, Brother Willie. I bet he don't want to leave.
Uh-oh. You know what? Brother James Cleaver told us something. As you're on your way to the doctor, you can think about this. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
back to sing just a verse on a little song.
Everything will be all right.
I just wrote a couple of weeks ago. And I'd like to sing it tonight for somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
That's going through something.
Sit down.
I want to sing it for somebody.
Thank you, Jesus.
That don't see your way right now. And maybe to try to encourage somebody whose faith is not as strong as it should be. I don't care what it is you're going through. I came to tell you tonight everything is going to be all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you're sick, hold on. If you're in trouble, hold on. As soon as it gets through raining, everything. Somebody that's sick in the building.
Thank you,
Dean. Now go come a time in your life when you can't find one friend. You can't find one friend, but don't let that worry you. When they move out, good God Almighty, you step by. Can I get a witness here? Can I get a witness?
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Falling in love with Jesus. The best thing I've ever done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms never dead. connected, no, no. Can I hear you sing it? Sing it for me, brother. Come on, say it.
Hallelujah. Falling in love
Well, Jesus, glory be to God, falling in love with Jesus. Was the best thing I've ever, ever done. Worship God, amen, hallelujah. Father, we give you praise tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.